Hi, it's Brian Massey. I'm the Conversion Scientist, and I'm here for a very special landing page review. We do these all the time, but this one's a little bit different. One of our employees has volunteered to use her dating profile as an example of a landing page. Now, what we're trying to do here is understand what it is about a dating page that we can learn and apply to our business landing pages, and likewise, what can we take from our business landing pages and apply them to our dating pages, because those of us that are dating are looking for that special someone, so the stakes are high and a good conversion rate could be absolutely life-changing. One of the things we'll find out on the dating page is we see it as more emotional. So can we use some of these emotional cues on our landing pages that we use in our business? This is all to be found out. So for right now, just imagine that the product you're selling is yourself. What can we learn from a dating landing page that we can use in our businesses? This is the standard OKCupid landing page. You're seeing a picture in the profile of Megan Hoover, conversion scientist right here at Conversion Sciences. We are going to have a little fun. We're not going to pull any punches, but fortunately, Megan has thick skin. What I want you to understand, first of all, is that these pages are pretty heavily text-oriented. So there's a lot of words. Most of the concept, most of the stories are told through words. So we're going to be focusing a lot on what we would call copy on a business landing page. As we scroll through here, we're going to find that there is a lot of copy. A couple of the important things we're going to see here are the calls to action. They can be found at the top and at the bottom. Send a message to this person. And this is one of the key metrics that we're tracking with regard to this landing page. If we go and look at how people will see these pages, though, this is what I think we're going to see. So what we've done here is we've grayed out the portions that probably won't get seen based on our understanding of how people who scan pages work and how high contrast items draw the eye. So what we're going to find is that this picture is going to be one of the most seen things. And explaining this picture is what we call a caption. And in this case, it sits to the side, but tells me what this person's handle is, where they're from, how old they are, male or female. And it may also take some information from this unique OKCupid rating, which is how much of a match they are versus how much of a non-match they are. Match versus enemy. But if we look at the text on the page, what you're going to find is that people are going to start by reading the beginning of a paragraph. And if there's not something that carries them forward, they're going to skip down to the next paragraph. We'll see this all the way down. Here we've got a list of items that tell us, for instance, favorite books, favorite movies, TV shows, music, food, that sort of thing. But all of this is being competed against with these really high contrast items. So the first of these is an ad. You are competing, if you're on the free version of OKCupid, you're competing with the advertisers on the page. And compared to the copy, most of the copy on the page, these ads are going to stick out, so they're going to be seen. The second thing you're competing with is the competition, similar people. Now, when we're building our business landing pages, we tend to put things on there like social media icons. These compete with our primary call to action. Our primary call to action is us. So when we put things on there that are ancillary, they are really distractions. Social media icons, anything that's not related to the offer itself. Unfortunately, OKCupid won't let us take these off because these are competing with some of the items that we really want. Now, those that are familiar with OKCupid will know to come and see this block to get a summary of that person, but most of the stock is placed in the photo that we saw at the top. There's going to be a few items on this list, which is a bulleted list of attributes for this person. Some of them are going to be more important to different visitors, so they're going to look at them selectively. But if they continue to scan on through, you're going to see again where they tend to fade out in these places and move on to the next paragraph, all the way down to the bottom. And in this case, they might not even see the call to action. The bottom line at OKCupid is this question. You should message me if. Now, if we went up and just took a quick look at some of the copy here. I'm going to zoom in a little bit. Here's what I want to notice. So, OkCupid asks questions like my self summary and scrolling on down, what I'm doing with my life and I'm really good at. So OkCupid is kind of prompting you to talk about yourself. Well, something that we know from our research with landing pages is that when you talk about yourself, we call it wee-weeing on yourself. That's actually borrowed from Brian and Jeffrey Eisenberg in their book, Waiting for Your Cat to Bark. You don't want to wee-wee on yourself. But Megan, if we were to go through and count the number of times and say, there's an implied I'm here. I'm a Northern Yankee. I was born and raised in Michigan before. I landed in Texas. I find great satisfaction. All of this is about me. I have a love. So what we're finding here is that when we talk about ourselves, we become a little self-centered. Even when we're on a dating site, I makes money by improving websites. I. So regardless of whether you expect someone to be talking about themselves, such as on a dating profile, you really should turn it around. And this is exactly what we do when we're writing copy for a landing page. So I'm a Northern Yankee in the South. I was born and raised in Michigan. Well, what's the point of that? If you were to write something more interesting, such as Yankees have warm hearts and could maybe say, especially in Michigan. But what you're doing here is you're taking a fact about you and you're turning it into something that is potentially a benefit for the person reading your profile. So, I'm a Yankee becomes Yankees have warm hearts. It's implying that I'm a Yankee, but I'm really talking about a benefit that the kind of person Megan likes might be interested in, more so than some of the others. I find satisfaction in the ordinary things. This might be changed. You'll find me happiest when sitting on the patio, drinking a cup early in the morning, on a long hike with my dog, or over a great conversation with a craft beer or a good meal. And those are all things that we're starting to understand what her personality and her world is. All we've done is we've preceded it with something that's not I, but you'll find me happiest. And so suddenly I've got this picture not just of her being on her patio drinking coffee, but of me being with her. And for someone who finds the rest of her profile interesting, that's going to be more drawing. But anytime you see I, even on a dating profile, you should seriously consider, how do I say this as you, or how do I turn this into a story? I have a love of art history and enjoy traveling. You will often find me in a foreign country, traversing the museums. Suddenly that's becomes a story, and it's an image that I can see. Such is the nature of writing copy. We aren't all copywriters, but if I was to say, if you were to invest in anything to improve your landing pages, it would be go out and find a copywriter that knows how to create stories around what we're doing. Another thing that we can do to halt those scanners, so again, our problem is this. We're losing so much to the scanning. There are a couple things that we can do. If we started highlighting things, so in our examples here, if cup of coffee in the morning on the patio was highlighted or italicized, our eye would be drawn to it. If you could even bullet these, so you would say, cup of coffee on the patio, you would say, long hike with dog, and I am not wordsmithing these at all. Conversations over beer. So what we've done here is we've created a bulleted list. So if I'm a scanner, I know that on this bulleted list, I'm going to be able to like pick off the things. We can see it works well down here. These could be highlighted. Movies, shows, music, food, books. I think Megan probably put those in. Go ahead and highlight those, bullet those. But the easiest thing on the page to digest is this. The six things I could never do without. My library card, nonstop, Austin to LHR. Now, one thing we've got to be careful about on our landing pages is jargon. I don't know where LHR is, but I'm assuming, since I know Megan is from Lawrence, Kansas, that is probably the airport in her hometown. Pens and Moleskins, Camelback, Hands-Free Dog Leash, SPF 30. So I'm going to scan this. I'm going to get these bullets. And, you know, I'm going to get a picture of somebody who's a little bit bookish. That may very well be who Megan is hoping to attract, someone who would be attracted to a bookish person. I know Megan, and I know that she's actually a lot of fun and likes to go out. So we might want to think about, when we're doing this bulleted list, again, are we talking about ourselves, or are we talking about a picture, an image, or a story that we're trying to convey? Things that I could never do without: my friends on Rainy Street. And Rainy Street in Austin is a hip party part of the town. I know that Megan likes to go and hang out with her friends on Rainy Street, and they're a lot of fun. So this might be one something she puts on there, maybe rather than SPF 30, which really only tells that she has recessive genes in her gene pool. The bottom line of this is: use highlights, use bullets, use italics, anything that you can get away with using the HTML on your profile. If you can even change the background color so that things look like they've been highlighted with a highlighted pen, you want the scanner to get an idea of exactly what you're saying with the keywords all the way through. Travel would be highlighted here. South Bend. Happy hour with friends. There's that one. You can't overdo it with the highlighting too much, but the scanner will really appreciate it, not having to read all those words in between. We end up with the call to action. And it's saved to the last. You should message me if adventure awaits. Let's take a local brewery tour and bike to the Blanton, which is a museum here in Austin, to check out the newest exhibit. Something that we really need to do throughout this is, with each of these, much like on a landing page, we need to have a call to action. So if we finished up, I can jump on a ghost or cemetery tour. Maybe this would be, message me if you want to check out old cities and dark pasts, where on a ghost tour or cemetery tour. So take that last point, or one of the points in the paragraph, and turn it into a call to action. And I think you should do that on each of these. Message me if you would consider it fun to be to spray paint a sheep in Ireland. It doesn't have to be manipulative clothes, but for each of these sections, we want to say message me, message me, message me. We don't want to wait until the bottom, because when we look at our what they're seeing list, we, number one, notice this are the two. These are the two calls to action. They are not being seen. And by the time you get to the bottom, they may not be seen here as well. So I would add calls to action throughout your prose, especially if you're doing a good job of getting the scanners to stop and read your bullets, your highlights, etc. So the only thing that's really missing here is more picture news. Here's the photos page. That's the one, the primary one. Here you can see how she looks dressed up. Here's one communicating that she is a mountain biker, an outgoing girl. Here's one that seems to communicate that her hair gets stuck in tree bark. Something from, is that Tulum? Is that Chichen Itza? And then, of course, this, which just looks pure fun. But notice something about each of these. Add a caption. Add a caption. She has not added a caption to any of these. So whatever she thinks she's saying with this picture, I'm sure she wasn't saying that, she wasn't trying to say that my hair gets caught in trees. But that is maybe what I'm taking away from it. So go ahead and tell the reader exactly what you want them to read. Coffee in the morning. Which trail was this? Where was this? That might be of interest to a reader. Make it the caption. Captions are read. I can dress up. And this one is the main one she picked. For each of these, I think we should be able to come up with a caption. The final one is this one, of course. I mean, what is this? Is this the color run for The Cure? When was this? That's another thing, is I think a lot of visitors are going to be curious about how old your pictures are. So if you just said in your captions, May 2014, something like that, so I know exactly how old that picture is, how accurate it is. Was this from 2012? If nothing else, put a date on it. Let me know when it was taken. So once we've got all of this together, we should be able to have a page that doesn't have all of these blind spots, places where scanners just aren't going to read. Something that gets seen like this that delivers not only a description of who I am, but of why you would be interested. And I think that what we're going to find when we make these changes, we're going to see a significant increase in the two metrics that we're seeing. Number one, send me a message. That's our primary metric. And then more people clicking on like as well. Problem with like is we can't tell if they're liking on this page or if they're liking from somewhere else in the site. But we will be watching that metric. So I hope that this has been a helpful review of a dating landing page, that you've noticed some things in this that you can take to your business landing page. Don't be afraid to tell stories, show some emotion, and always be focused on who you're dealing with. Make sure that your copy has frequent headings, bullets, and appropriate highlights, bolding, and italics as needed. And of course, use lots of pictures and use a caption underneath each of those pictures. Each of those pictures should have you could even put your call to action in there because so many captions get read. And then finally, avoid the distractions of ads, of social media icons. Your landing page is supposed to be selling one thing, and you shouldn't be distracting the visitor with other secondary offers. Once you get all that down, I think you're going to have a great landing page that's going to deliver for you, and it's a great time to start testing your way to find out which of your assumptions actually turns out not to be true. Our visitors always surprise us. Thanks for listening. I'm the Conversion Scientist, Brian Massey, and you'll find this on the Conversion Scientist blog. There are several other posts in this series, not to mention the one where we find out if my suggestions increase Megan's fortunes as she hunts for love.